Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you are invited to dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you might like. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther.
And inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. Head over there, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners in various ways. We've got the BBS, the chat room as well. You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. It's all for free. According to William Norman Gregg over at lourockwell.com, 5-year-old Stockton, California resident Michael Davis has been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, a clinical term often used to pathologize the predictable behavior of young boys. Like many other boys his age, Michael doesn't take well to prolonged educational detention and sometimes proved to be a disruptive influence in his class. Seeking to cure Michael of his rambunctiousness, the commissariat in charge of Rio Calaveras Elementary School arranged a meeting with Lieutenant Frank Gordo, a resource officer assigned to the district. The scared straight script called for Lieutenant Gordo, whose surname, so appropriate for a tax feeder, is one of God's little jokes. To waddle menacingly into the room, Gordo means fat in Spanish,
right.
You know. To waddle menacingly into the room, reducing young Michael to a puddle of docile obedience. Michael displayed a precociously healthy disposition by being unintimidated by the state functionary in full battle array. At one point, according to Gordo's account, he placed his hand on Michael. This was the very definition of a bad touch, and Michael quite sensibly rebelled. Gordo reported that the youngster, quote, pushed my hand away in a batting motion, pushed papers off the table, and kicked me right in the right knee, unquote. 5 years old, remember. A perfectly proportionate response to armed physical aggression by a much larger assailant, although I suspect Michael's aim was a little low. Rather than backing off and calming down, which is how a functioning adult would have behaved, Gordo escalated the assault and compounded it with armed abduction by hog-tying the 5-year-old, that is, zip-tying his hands and ankles, and then dragging him to the station, where he was charged with battery on a police officer.
Jesus.
What's
wrong with this guy?
He's got a power trip?
Yeah, exactly, dude.
He knows he can do what he wants.
Oh,
and
if I were this kid's parents, I would be just suing the crap out of this pig.
Zip-tied, hog-tied, the child would remain trussed for at least 2 hours. Julia, you can relate to this to some extent, right?
I have been hog-tied.
Was it a club raid or something?
It was
like
at
that?
A rave, yeah. They hog-tied everybody, so.
How long did they keep you that way?
Like an hour.
Wow. That seems really uncomfortable.
It is very uncomfortable, especially when you're not on drugs.
And you pretty much have to stay on your stomach the whole time?
You just lay on your stomach with your hands and your legs behind your back.
So he was there in that position for at least 2 hours. During that time, he was forced to undergo a psychiatric evaluation.
While he's tied?
Yep.
Wow.
Since, as all dutiful subjects in the Soyuz understand, only someone clinically ill would display such hostility toward an agent of the state. He must be crazy, that young man. It wasn't until 2 weeks later that the police and school district deigned to share the details of the incident with Michael's mother, Thelma Gray. Meaning, his parents didn't find out until after 2 weeks.
He didn't say anything about it?
I guess maybe not. Maybe he was just
too embarrassed. They probably made him feel...
Sure.
Bad to the point where he didn't want to share it because he thought he'd get in trouble.
Right. I mean, what would his parents think?
Yeah,
if he got in trouble by the police?
Like, isn't that what rapists usually tell their victims? Don't say anything or you'll get in trouble.
Well, when I went to jail for possession of marijuana when I turned 18, while I was waiting to go in and see the judge, I was standing in this room and, like, this huge black woman cop came in and, like, one by one took her turn yelling at us, and she took me into a room, and she, you know, got in my face, and she said, "You think marijuana is a cigarette?" You know, and I calmly said, "Well, honestly, I think it's better for you than cigarettes." "Well, it ain't. You have a drug problem," and was, like, screaming at me and trying to make me feel bad about
it. This was in court.
This was in jail, because I had to go see the court. You know, but they really try to break you down. They put me shackles on my feet and walked me around. I mean, it's like the most degrading, humiliating moment of my life. And then they bring this big, intimidating woman to scream at me and make me feel bad. So you got to wonder what the environment was like in this situation, because nobody's, I mean, the parents didn't witness it. So this is all speculation. He says, you know, they questioned me and stuff, but I'm sure that they were, like, some of them at least were probably aggressive.
Sure, it could have been
very
intense.
They were mean. They were probably telling him, you know, that he was bad for disobeying and things like that.
Have you ever seen Scared Straight? I mean, what you're talking about sounds like Scared Straight. Have you ever seen that before?
That awful TV show?
Well, there's a TV show now.
It's awful. Don't watch it.
I actually saw a couple episodes when I was in jail. Why do you say it's awful?
Because I don't think it's real.
What do you mean?
I saw one episode of it, because I like shows about, like, jail. You know what I mean? I think for a different reason than most people do, but I think it's interesting. But there was just a group of girls that were, like, between the ages of 14 and 17, and the premise was that these girls were, like, bad girls, and we gotta scare them straight, and they would interview the girls, and they'd be like, I smoke cigarettes, there ain't nothing you can do to stop me! And I
you don't think that's real?
No, I don't at all. When they were in the jail, they would be like, jail inmates would like and try to intimidate them and yell at them, and they'd be like, I don't care about this. And I'm sorry, but if you're a 14-year-old girl and someone got in your face, you would like instantly start crying. I thought it was completely fake.
Well, I think it's real, because Scared Straight started, and we'll get back to the 5-year-old here in a moment, but Scared Straight started with an old 1970s, I don't know if it was like a documentary or feature film or whatever, but it, essentially like a real-life situation where they had these teenagers that got caught for who knows what, and they bring them into this jail, like a prison, and they bring prisoners out, like real-deal, death row, badass mofos. They bring these guys out. And the original 70s one is way more hardcore than the one that they have on TV today. This was actually one of the better things about when I went to government school, because they actually showed this in government school, and it was one of the most entertaining things I'd ever seen. In fact, it would probably be interesting to watch it more as an adult today, but it was completely uncensored. So you got to hear every single F-bomb that these guys threw at these kids. And like one of the first things they did when they came out, they were like, "Take off your shoes!" And just basically intimidated these kids into taking their shoes off and giving them over to these guys. They're getting up in their face and just being as intimidating as they possibly could. And so basically they took the 1970s Scared Straight, they took that concept and they've turned it into a television series.
Awful, not entertaining in any way, fake reality show, yes.
I think some of it's a little contrived, but I don't believe that it's fake. They have these programs. They took that Scared Straight idea from the 70s, and they implemented it in a lot of areas.
They had a point in the show where they got to go in front of the prisoners and determine whether or not they were able to go home. Mm-hmm. So, like, these girls would go sit in front of, like, some prisoners who were, you know, sassy prisoners, and they'd be like, "Why you in here, fool?" And, you know, yelling at them and stuff. And the little girls would be like, "I'm so sorry." And then the prisoners would go, "You ain't sorry. You're staying here forever." Like, and would make them, they would get, like, locked up and really.
Which is nonsense. I mean,
that did not happen. That's, like, illegal, I'm sure of it.
No, their parents consent to it. So the way
so fake.
The wrong way to go about it, at least.
to go about correcting
kids
with problems. I don't know. I mean, if you're dealing with a kid that's smoking pot, then I would agree with you. But if you're dealing with like some kid that's causing, you know, issues, like they're fighting or doing something like that, and they really could end up in a jail cell for a long time or something like that, to give them a flash into the world of what it's actually like in there can really like be a wake up call for people.
Sure, sure.
Like if you think like because a lot of these
film
guys,
it and make it into entertainment though.
Oh, it's entertaining. I can tell you. I think
don't
it's very
think you'll agree.
I can't stand reality TV, no matter what it is. Like, I don't like it.
1-855-450-FREE. Well, you can tell that there's some of it that's a little contrived for the show.
Kind of what I don't like about it.
But on the other hand, you know, these are kids that are really, like, they think they're badass. Like some of the younger, like there's ones with boys in them too, not just girls. But you know, these boys think they're thugs, and they go into this prison or whatever where they actually have real thugs, mm-hmm. and it's like it's a real wake up call for some of them.
Sure.
855-450-FREE is the toll free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's S-E-A-L-A-N-E.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmental. Friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire. How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Toll free number 1-855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you features there free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include listening options 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is available to you via our broadband or dial-up streams. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in there. You can also learn about the over 100 great radio stations that air this program, plus our satellite radio options, including XM satellite radio, two channels up there. In addition to that, our free-to-air satellite channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone anywhere, and as long as it can dial long distance, you can listen in via your phone as well. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to get those details and get tuned in. That's listen.freetalklive.com. The holidays, just around the corner. It's time for you to start thinking about what to get your friends and family. And one of those things that you can get them that is unlike anything they'll likely get from anyone else is wisefoodstorage.com. This is something that can actually allow your loved ones to be prepared for whatever events come around the corner, whether it be a food shortage, natural disaster. You never know what's coming next. So always good to be prepared with delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff. I've tried the stroganoff, and I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I tried a little bit of yours, too.
I mean, not too shabby for something that's going to last you 25 years.
Not bad at all, yeah.
Packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches, and you prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. You can visit wisefoodstorage.com, call 855-FOODWISE today. Get the free entree sample. Test it out. See what you think of the quality. 855-FOODWISE. Or wisefoodstorage.com. You decide you like it, go all the way and get yourself order whatever much you want. They've got different packages there for you, depending on your the size of your family and how many months' worth of food you want to get. And you can save 10% off and get free shipping just by using our discount code, which is FTL, as in Free Talk Live. So use that promo code, and you'll get 10% off any order and free shipping. Don't forget the free sample also at wisefoodstorage.com. That's 855-FOOD-WISE, wisefoodstorage.com. You know, we're talking about this five-year-old boy who was arrested, hog-tied by the police. We'll finish up that story here in a moment. Got kind of sidetracked into discussing a television program which is based on an original 1978 documentary with actually Peter Falk, narrated by Peter Falk, Columbo. It's called Scared Straight. And, Julia, you're saying you think the TV show is absolutely cheesy and horrible, and you don't even think it's real.
I think it's scripted for sure. I think most reality TV, even if there's aspects of it that may be real, I think most of it's fake and scripted.
Well, they really do these programs. I mean, these programs, these Scared Straight programs,
I believe that they
existed,
exist out there.
But they existed prior to the TV show coming out. And so maybe they're playing it up a little bit, but a lot of the tactics are very similar to what I saw in the 1978 film. Now, actually, looking here at the Wikipedia, and as entertaining as I found it, over at Wikipedia, it says that as a result of the film, many states introduced Scared Straight programs in an attempt to rehabilitate young delinquents. The effectiveness of those programs has been questioned, however, most significantly by a peer-reviewed meta-analysis report of 7 such programs, which indicated that Scared Straight programs not only failed to deter crime, but actually led to more offending behavior. So I'm interested in knowing how that is exactly, why it would be that some kids that are basically taken into a prison and given a very intimidating time would then continue on with getting arrested. However, the term offending behavior could simply mean getting caught with some pot, because there are a lot of things that are completely...
Well, if you think about it, I mean, you're taking someone who, like, at the girls I saw on this show were like 14, 15. At that age, you think you are awesome. And if you're the kind of person who's smoking pot and you know what I mean, you think you're a badass.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take someone who thinks they're a badass and you put them in an environment with a bunch of badasses, does it necessarily really frighten them? And I'd like to point out that sometimes I had to do something like this. I didn't have to stay overnight or anything like that. I got in trouble with the law, and as part of my punishment, I had to go visit the jail, and it was like a little tour.
Did they yell at you?
Yes. Well, here's what happened. They didn't yell at us, but when we went through, like, the male prisoners especially were, like, humping the walls and just being overly gross and making gross gestures. And at the time, I was like 16, and I remember saying, like, obviously they're doing this for
show. They're playing it up.
Right. So I didn't take it, like, I could figure that out. And actually someone on Facebook just texted or messaged me and said, when I was in jail and this came through, they told us to act like this. Hmm. So to me, that was very obvious at age 16. So it's probably obvious to these kids, and they think they're badass. So, like, why would that scare them?
Let's see what Mark thinks. He's in Sarasota listening to WSRQ. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing? You guys having a good night?
Oh, as always. What's on your mind tonight, Mark?
Well, I actually went through that program, and we went through, it was probably about 20 of us that got put out way out in the middle of nowhere to a prison. We had to stay from 6 in the morning till 9 at night. And when we were out there, there was literally from the amount of guards to the amount of kids that all of us went. There was probably about, 20 of us on a bus. There was not enough guards to keep those prisoners from grabbing us and actually dragging us into the cells and trying, taking our pants off and actually.
What?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Back then I was.
When was this?
I was ripping off stereos, and I got caught, and they brought me into that, and I never did it again. Never.
When was this? When did this happen to you?
Let's see, I was about 14, 15.
So, like, what year was that?
Oh, man, I don't know, somewhere back in the 80s or something. And it was actually right when the LIFE program came out, because a lot of my friends got put in that LIFE program.
The LIFE program?
Yeah, LIFE program. It was actually right down the road here in Sarasota. And that program, they, your parents literally signed you off to them, and you were institutionalized in there to clean you out, and they got beat. They got thrown in with the...
Was this the creepy... Hang on a second, because I feel like we've talked about this before. I'm originally from Sarasota, Florida, and I feel like we've talked about this topic in the past. Is this the creepy anti-drug program that's run by some religious zealots?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember talking about this. I wish I could... It's gone under different names, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is. Now it's under a whole bunch of different names, but back then it was LIFE. It was one institution was off of Cattleman, right down the road from me. One was down off of 41. They would only stay in business for little bits of time, but they cost a fortune. And your parents would go in there, and you would literally get the crap beat out of you if you did not say what they told you to say and how wonderful it is when your parents got there.
This is even scarier than what he's describing right now is way, way scarier than Scared Straight. I mean, Scared Straight's just a little scare thing that they do to kids.
Yeah.
But this LIFE program, it's for people that you get caught with some pot or some other drugs, and if your parents believe this whole anti-drugs fervor, they'll sign you into this program, and they have no idea what they're getting you into. And the people that run it, I wish I could remember the details. It's been years since we've talked about it. But the people that run the program are political. Connected with the politicians there in Florida, and they keep getting away with this stuff.
Oh my God, they had ruined so many of my friends that I was best friends with, and I have never still to this day been able to talk to them again.
More coming up.
When they came out.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. You bring up anything you want via the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us on our website. We give you the features there on the house. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of our features. And if you're a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine. All you have to do is go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find information about how to be on the Shrine. You'll also see the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. That's what validation is all about. You prove in the picture or the video that you are a listener of Free Talk Live. Various different ways people do it. Kind of the most common one is to hold some sort of signage that references the show. It says, I love Luther, or something like that.
They do.
So go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And Vaporsmiths, if you are a cigarette smoker, you need to know about Vaporsmiths, because the cigarette's probably going to kill you someday. So why not switch to the e-cigarette from Vaporsmiths.com? You won't have to deal with the smell of smoke anymore. You won't have to deal with people complaining about secondhand smoke. You're not going to have to deal with the cost, because you're going to save a bunch of money. If you're a pack-a-day smoker, you can save $120 per month using the Vaporsmiths. So you smell better,
You've got more money in your pocket, and your house smells better as well. It's more convenient. You don't have to go outside to smoke. You can stay right there in the bar. You can sit right there in the restaurant. You can stay in your office. And there's no reason not to try this, especially because you're going to get a free starter kit if you get if you order over $60 worth of stuff. And it's easy to do that because 40 cartomizers, and one cartomizer is basically the equivalent of a pack of cigarettes, as I understand it. 40 cartomizers. You order 40 cartomizers, you get a free starter kit that includes two Vaporsmith e-cigarettes and the charger that you need for it. And you get free shipping. So orders over $60, free shipping on that. If you order 40 cartomizers or more, you get the free starter kit. Use coupon code FTL to get that. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. That's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. We lost the caller on the line there who was telling us about his experience in this really creepy drug rehab place that basically you're being held against your will. And I wish I could remember the name of these people. I hope somebody can call in with more details on it. I was hoping he would stay on through the break because it's something worth revisiting, especially if they're still at it and they're still going and doing these things. I mean, taking kids, putting them in this rehab, basically subjecting them to torturous conditions, crazy mind control techniques, and forcing them to stay there. Like, they're locked down, unable to leave this place. Kids try to escape. They get punished. There's physical beatings. All kinds of just, like, I'm not even telling you the half of it here.
That's sick.
And it's all very religious-based as well. So mm-hmm. The people that are doing this are really ultra-religious zealots. They're major campaign contributors to, like, Republican politicians, probably Democrats too, in Florida. And I believe this happened beyond Florida, but I know there was a place in Sarasota, as the guy was talking about, in the past. And just people have had just their lives torn apart by these places. It's so sick, some of the techniques that they use.
Wow.
I wish I could tell you more specifics. I was digging on Google to try to find it, trying to recall the names of the two primary people that were involved in it, but I just wasn't able to do so. So 855-453. It's probably been like 7 years since we've talked about it, so all the details are a little hazy for me. 855-453 is the number. So let's go back to the story about the five-year-old. He's in school. He's been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder because, well, he's a young boy. And as Will Gregg points out, he believes that this is a particularly overdiagnosed thing. Now, Julia, you think that ADD in some cases is absolutely real.
Sort of. I think it is way overdosed in kids. There's a lot of different opinions on this, and some people think it's completely fake. And you know, I don't believe that because I think personally if I went to a doctor and I said that I believe that I was ADHD, that they would agree, that they would find me. And I've done my own personal studies with taking ADHD medicine before, mm-hmm. and it really, really helps me focus, like, in a way that I could not. And it's like an illegal drug like Adderall. I have friends who hate it, right? It just makes them feel cracked out, you know, awful. Where it's
like speed.
Right. Like with me, if I take Adderall during the day, I am going to do all kinds of awesome, like, productive things around the house. But I've just always been lazy and, you know. So I'm not sure if it's necessarily a condition as much as I believe that everybody has different strengths and weaknesses, and one of my weaknesses is that I have trouble focusing. That's not a part of my brain that is stunning.
So you agree that it is overdiagnosed?
Absolutely, though. Especially in children.
Right, especially in children in government
school. I don't think that it should be looked at all in children, because what they do is they say, oh, you're hyper, you're ADHD, here's drugs. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't.
Kids have energy?
Yeah. So I don't think that children.
Or they don't want to pay attention in a boring ass class at government
say
school.
It ain't so, Ian.
I don't think that children should be diagnosed at all. I think that it's something that you know, because looking back, I realized that, you know, I definitely had a lot of the symptoms when I was young. But my parents, they didn't want to put me on medication. You know what I mean? And I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I dropped out of school, so most wouldn't say I was fine, but.
Yeah, but that ended up being probably the right choice.
Yeah.
So, back to the story about this five-year-old. He is, yeah, maybe acting out somewhat in class. Police officer, the so-called school resource officer, comes in And when he attempts to put his hand on this young man, the young boy didn't appreciate that very much and ended up kicking, allegedly, the police officer in the shin. Again, we're talking about a five-year-old boy here.
Yeah, they're taught if someone you don't want touches you, you know,
kick him and run away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what he tried to do. Ended up being hogtied for at least 2 hours, underwent a psychiatric evaluation. And then it wasn't until 2 weeks later that the police and school district deigned to share the details of the incident with Michael's mother, Thelma Gray. She says, "I was led to believe that Michael saw a police officer and attacked a police officer on site. But that's not what happened. Michael, whose parents are divorced, may have emotional problems. This much should be said. Whatever affliction inspired this youngster's reflexive hostility toward a member of the state's punitive priesthood is something I wish the rest of us would catch. It's worth noting that the resource officers, the uniformed bullies who prowl the hallways of government schools looking for trouble, are taught to see themselves as an army of occupation whose mission is to overawe a hostile population." In his keynote address to the 2007 National Association of School Resources Conference, held against the rugged and forbidding backdrop of Orlando's Disney World, self-styled tactical and counterterrorism expert John Giddock opened a window into this mindset, saying, quote, this is what he's saying to the other school resource officers, a little school resource officer convention, quote, "You've got to be a one-man fighting force. You've got to have enough guns and ammunition and body armor to stay alive. You should be walking around in schools every day in complete tactical equipment with semi-automatic weapons. You can no longer afford to think of yourselves as peace officers. You must think of yourself as soldiers in a war, because we're going to ask you to act like soldiers."
Jesus.
You know, resource officers are school cops, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember that started.
Now they're school soldiers, according to this guy.
Right, right. I remember when I was growing up, this was fairly new, the resource officer, and our dad hated the resource officers. Hated them. He just thought it was so wrong that there were cops in the school.
Well, yeah, it gets, again, it's conditioning, isn't it, to get
kids
used to.
Sure, sure. And now they're militarizing them more, you know. This is just, and they're doing this with police everywhere. But, like, to say this, you know, those are kids. You're not fighting a zombie horde. You know?
If this doesn't disturb parents, I don't know what will.
Your goal is to survive, they said? What? From what?
5-year-olds with...
You've got to have enough guns and ammunition and body armor to stay alive.
Jesus.
You should be walking around in schools every day in complete tactical equipment with semi-automatic weapons. You can no longer afford to think of yourselves as peace officers. You must think of yourselves as soldiers in a war, because we're going to ask you to act like soldiers. Sick stuff.
Yes.
855-453. Do you need more reasons to pull your kids out of government school? It's Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control of the airwaves, use the toll-free number for that, 855-450-FREE. It's brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther. And we invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system and more. You can go and get interactive over there at bbs.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And you have more control now than ever in the past, or at least for years. The BBS kind of been falling off the radar as far as popularity was concerned, and it's because it was an unfriendly place to be, because it was virtually unmoderated, and now we've got more moderators, and they've got more ability to moderate, and you can moderate your own threads by simply deleting things you don't like. If somebody responds to your post and you don't like what they've said, or you don't like that, you know, they post a picture you think's gross or something like that, you just delete it. So that'll really, I think, keep some of the trolling under control there over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
You know, I can honestly say that I think I have seen the most disturbing images I've ever seen on the BBS.
On the Free Talk Live BBS.
Yes.
Well, it was a virtually unmoderated forum for a long time.
This was years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So bbs.freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, I found out, I was still looking, Googling around during the break to try to find this abusive drug rehab program that the caller earlier was talking about. He called it Life, but it's been under different names. And I was trying to remember what was it, because we talked about it in detail years and years ago on the program, and I found it. And I'll do a little more digging coming up during the news at the top of the hour and see, you know, maybe we can share more about this with you so you can really have some a view into what happened from the actual participants. It's called Straight Incorporated, Straight Inc. If you want to dig into that yourself, you can do that. We'll give you more information here a little bit later. Our number, 855-453. Let's go to Alex listening in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. I just was going to tell you about a, you're talking about things being banned in public schools, kind of arbitrarily. Well, sure. Mine was, you know, I was kind of a, sort of a, one of the kind of goth kids in high school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All black, black hair, listened to The Cure a lot. And we were all dorks and we played role-playing games. And you know, the one that was really popular is called Vampire the Masquerade.
Yep.
Mine was a book that they banned because they believed it was satanic. That was one of the supplement books from Vampire the Masquerade.
Because vampires have what to do with Satan again?
It was, you know, some. It was basically just a, telling the story of sort of the whole setting of the role playing game. That was that, and well, I can't say that I was totally innocent. I antagonized the kids that I think complained against me for quite a bit. I told them that I was a member of the Illuminati, and he could be too if he just buried $1,200 in a shoebox behind his house.
And this was one of the kids you were playing the vampire game with?
No, the kid who reported me because he believed that he was totally disturbed by the what he thought was the evil content inside.
I see. So he knew you were playing it, and he wanted to get you in trouble.
Yeah, that was my.
And this was at a government school.
Yeah, it was when I was in high school. But you know, I'm in Tennessee, so. But that was all I had to say about that. It was just totally ridiculous.
It sounds ridiculous. I remember they tried that same excuse with the magic cards, too, because magic cards were pretty big when I was in high school. I don't know how big they are these days. They're still out there. But, you know, the idea was that, you know, these were satanic because there's pictures of scary-looking things on some of the magic cards. But, of course, there's also the white cards, which are totally, you know, not satanic in any way.
Angels or...
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Some things like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was another, I'd never heard the term used there, probably in my entire life until, this was a totally different incident, but I'd never heard insubordination used in the context of a school, which always struck me kind of strange, but...
You'd never heard that before?
I heard that many times in school.
It's pretty common with anybody that ever acts out in school. Thanks, Alex, for the call. Appreciate it, man, at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. I don't know if I was ever written up for insubordination, but I certainly was
written up for a number of things. I can't remember the context, but I'm sure I was accused of that many times.
I was. I had an English class once. And the teacher was trying to get me to read some story out loud. We had these journals that we had to write in, and they would give us the topic.
Mm-hmm.
So the topic was like an embarrassing moment from your childhood. And then she called on me to read it out loud, and I refused, and I got in trouble.
Because you didn't want to be embarrassed?
I'm not reading this story. Like,
right, the last thing you need is for everybody to make fun of you, right? Because that's what happens
at age
13
in government school. I don't think so.
Right.
So you were insubordinate because you didn't want to share an embarrassing moment with the kids. Did you have to go to the principal's office?
No. I've been sent to the principal's office many times, though.
Me too. I was on a first-name basis with him.
Yeah.
So I was looking into the Straight Ink a little more, and apparently there's a documentary about it called Surviving Straight Ink, the Movie.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so survivingstraightinkthemovie.com is where you can find out more about this. And I'd like to see this, so hopefully I can watch it at some time. But I just can't get over this, the idea that... You know, molding people like this in sometimes abusive ways, you know, to whatever you want.
Well, I've got something here that is from webdiva.org, and it is all about Straight Ink, her brother's story. She says that thanks to the wonderful folks who started and worked at Straight Ink in the Seed and the Seed, I guess that's another one of their iterations, such as Mel Sembler. That's the guy who I was thinking of before. He's the main guy behind this operation who's very well connected with the political folks. She says, my brother is dead today. Yes, I blame them completely. Even if my brother was messed up when he went in, they only made him worse, and they did nothing to help him. He was abused along with thousands of other children, many who are just coming to terms with it now, some 20-plus years later. Straight no longer exists, but its offspring does. They're named Pathway Family Center, The Seed, Safe Incorporated, Kids Helping Kids, and Growing Together. Many of these wilderness programs are extremely abusive as well. Betty and Mel Sembler, ambassador of Australia and Italy as appointed by both Bushes, started the Drug-Free American Foundation after Straight Incorporated was finally shut down. It's a bad organization run by bad people, and now they're trying to push their agenda on the world through the Journal of Global Drug Policy and Practice. And she gets into some of her, there's a lot to her story. I'm going to see how much of it I can parse out maybe during the news break, because it's just so, there's so much detail. These people went through so many horrible, just traumatic experiences in the drug rehab program. She says, before I get into specifics, let me say a few things. The story below was written in 2001, and it's now 2011, and the madness continues. These programs still exist. After doing research over the years, it's become very obvious that Straight Inc. was just a profit machine, as are most of the programs that exist today. The phrase troubled teen industry was coined, and it's real. It's a business, an industry. People getting rich claiming they can fix what probably isn't broken. I have documents from Straight Incorporated that use words like sales and quota in regards to children's lives. Something's wrong with that picture. There are two simple rules parents should follow if they feel they must send their child away. Number one, do not put your child in any facility that will not let you speak to your child anytime you want to, period.
Yeah, that's a good indicator right there. That's a red flag. Oh, I can't talk to my child when I want to?
Right. And you're choosing to put them in the facility.
Right.
Number two, do not put your child in any facility that does not allow your child the human right that even prisoners have to contact outside counsel if there's any abuse that takes place. The kids in Straight were not prisoners. They'd committed no crimes. Yet they had less rights than prisoners of war. She says, if you don't follow these two rules, then you really don't have your child's best interest at heart. Ultimately, you should consider finding an outside source, an arbitrator, if you will, to sit down with you and your child to help decide the best course of action if you don't feel you can handle your child on your own. But please consider every and any alternative before sending them away. Why have a child just to shove the responsibility on someone else? If you truly feel you have no choice, it's your responsibility as a parent to make sure the treatment is compassionate and founded on love, not tough love. Tough love is a crock of S, especially for a child that doesn't volunteer to be treated that way. And it's your responsibility to keep your child safe and out of harm's way. But as you'll see, these places are so steeped in religion that what they do for people is they take kids that may be having, you know, maybe using drugs, maybe they have a problem with drugs, or maybe they just have some pot that they got caught with. There's, I'm sure, the whole range in there.
Sure.
And these religious parents find this Straight Incorporated, or what they're called now, different names. They go in there and they're told that, well, this is, you know, we're going to help your kids and that we love Jesus. Now we're going to do Bible study. And this is going to be the best place for them. And they just believe it, you know, because it's presented as this authoritative place. It's presented as a place where they know what they're doing. And so they don't even look into the details, I'm sure. They just trust that they're dealing with good Christian folks. We're just going to put them in here and Jesus is going to heal them. Well, we'll give you more information about it here in a moment. 855-453 if you've ever been in one of these Straight Incorporated programs. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.